ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम। First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Arup Anuga Guru Varga, and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today, we are in a calendar, it says the appearance day of Sri Shankaracharya. And I can imagine all the Mayavadis today, they're celebrating and glorifying Shankaracharya. And I know many Vaishnavas, they don't celebrate. But one thing is, who knows the glories of Shankaracharya? The Mayavadis, they don't know. They're tricked. But the Vaishnavas, they know. Although the Vaishnavas, they don't know they don't follow the teachings of Shankaracharya. But they know his real glory. And so if Vaishnavas celebrate Shankaracharya's like appearance, then it's actually just the Vaishnavas who can really glorify. The Mayavadis, they may give all these glorifications, but they are all the product of Shankar's like trickery. Anyhow, by mercy of our Guru Varga, then we have some understanding who is Shankaracharya. In Jaiva Dharma, our Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he actually giving glorification there. We know before Shankaracharya, then the Buddhist teachings are like spread everywhere. In Buddhism, there is no acknowledgement, there is no like honor on the authority of the Vedas. Everything is rejected, like the Vedas is not accepted as authority. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was saying like it's a big achievement for Shankaracharya to convert all these Buddhists and make them accept the Vedas, make them accept the authority of the Vedas. So how he actually teaching same thing, Buddhism, but now making them acknowledge the authority of the Vedas. Directly the Buddhists, they would say everything doesn't exist, everything is nothing. So in Shankar, he's like redirecting that, telling that everything is Brahma, like this. So then making them have authority on the Vedas. So it's covered Buddhism. And this is necessary, because from this acceptance of the authority of the Vedas, then all the other Vaishnava Sampradayas can then easily upgrade all these like upgraded Buddhists. You know, like, so now they're accepting the Vedas, and then they're gonna show like, oh, the Vedas is teaching more than just Brahma as like the absolute truth. Brahma is just one aspect of the absolute truth. The highest aspect, of course, is Bhagavan. And then they're upgraded. So before Mahaprabhu had to come, then before the four Acharyas, then there was Shankaracharya, and it was necessary. So, but the Vaishnavas, the others, they just follow exactly like Shankaracharya is teaching. And we know even he himself, have some Vaishnava teachings, and the Shastra also is telling who is Shankaracharya, that he is Mahadev. So he's coming in this age to trick like the atheists. So therefore, based on this, then we understand, we don't need to follow his teaching. The Vedas themselves telling that he has come to cheat, and therefore we don't need to be cheated. But we know that he has come for a specific purpose, and who is that personality? He is Mahadev. He's a like greatest of the Vaishnavas. So Mahadev has come But in, we know, and like has been mentioned, even as we pray Shankar's, some of his prayers, which like in a way, sometimes he's revealing some of the things that are not cheating. So like Ganga Stotram, we pray this. This is from Shankaracharya, very nice glorification of Ganga Devi. Also, this Jagannath Ashtakam, we pray every morning also this Jagannath Ashtakam. In Jagannath Ashtakam, he doesn't even mention like his Dwarkadish. They're directly telling like Vrindavan, also like oh, he's enjoying like embrace of Radharani, like this, and that's Jagannath Ashtakam. So, but of course, these are very hidden, like many, and also before he left, then he's telling Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, you know, like ultimately telling like his glorification of Bhagavan. So anyhow, today his appearance day, we honor this personality, and we know by mercy of our Guru Varga, then we have some appreciation of his like actual glory, and therefore today we appreciating like his mission and his achievement to this mission, and like Maharaj has played. Like we also pray that his trickery like teachings will not come in our community in any of the he will protect us from all this like Mayavadi philosophy.
Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanuga Pravaram Vrajarasarasigam Shanarayanam Tamrapannam Shri Guru Charanam Vande Ramana Prashtaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhakti Dangcha Kripa Murti Narayanam Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Kadada Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastanga Dandavat Pranams thousands of times, Lord Svita Shri Paramaradatam Guru Pada Padmam Vishnu Pada Stotra Shishimar Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastanga Dandavat Pranams thousand times, Lord Siddha, my Sri Rupanuga Gaudiya Guru Varga, and therefore my Sasanga and Rupanam to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So the Vaishnavas, they're giving the order to say a few words on the from my Pushpanjali to on this auspicious day of Shankaracharya's Avirbhavtiti, disappearance day of Bhakti Vilas Gabhasti Nemi Maharaj, who is the intimate associate of Jagadguru Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. So really, if we want to understand anything about Shankaracharya, then we should go to the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So ultimately, it is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is Bhakti Bhagirath. He is one who has inundated this world with the teachings of Shuddha Bhakti. It is only by the power of Shuddha Bhakti that Mayavadism or this false doctrine of Shankaracharya can be uprooted and completely removed from this world. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Javidharma has clearly mentioned that until there is a trace of Mayavad in the heart, till that time Shuddha Bhakti cannot manifest in the sadhak's heart. It's only when complete trace of all Mayavad is removed from the heart, then Shuddha Bhakti can make its appearance. So there, And we can know that it is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Prabhupada, all his teachings are based on the writings and teachings what he heard from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it is from hearing from Prabhupada that Param Gurudev has written this, Vaishnava Vijaya is Mayavadi ki Jivani. So in Jaiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and many places, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described about Shankaracharya. In the second chapter of Jaiva Dharma, he says that Shankara, Shankara, Sakshat. That when the Vaishnavas, they heard, this is in the second chapter, when they heard, when Mahaprabhu would hear the name of Shankaracharya, then Mahaprabhu himself would say, Shankara, Shankara, Sakshat. He is Shankar himself. And therefore, he is not any ordinary person. Sri Krishna Bhagavan himself has sent Shankaracharya, Shiva, into this world to preach this Asakshastra, this false doctrine of Mayavadism, this hidden Buddhism. But at the same time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that Sanatana Dharma, or Atma Dharma, Jaiva Dharma, Chit Dharma, Vaishnava Dharma, these are all synonyms for that eternal Dharma, that Prem Dharma that exists in the heart of the Jiva, that the Jiva has for Bhagavan. The love between the Jiva and Bhagavan, that is called Sanatana Dharma, that is called Atma Dharma. So this Vaishnava Dharma is described to be like a lotus flower. And in its beginning stages, its budding stages, it is like closed. But slowly, slowly, as that lotus begins to open, it comes to a fully blossomed state. And then its fragrance spreads everywhere. So when the lotus is completely closed, this we can understand, this is like the time of Shankaracharya. That Shankaracharya, by the common people, or those who are great bhogis, rakshasas, mayavadi, the people who want to enjoy, they interpret Shankaracharya's teachings as mayavad. Shankaracharya was so clever that with one philosophy he established the foundations for Vaishnava Dharma, but also he preached and established this mayavad, or this false doctrine, with one philosophy. It depends on how you understand and see his philosophy. So then if you see the four acharyas like Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, Madhvacharya, this is like the lotus flower is opening and is blossoming more. But Mahaprabhu's conception, his reconciliation, his Achinti Bera Bera Tattva, this is like a fully blossomed lotus, and it's the fragrance of that Shuddha Bhakti is spreading everywhere. So you can see that Shankaracharya, through his writings, he has given the foundation of Sanatana Dharma. Like in these books like Moha Mudgar, Moha Kutar, this Bhakti Kumar Santa Goswami, he has published this. The Vaishnavas many times have quoted this in their classes. They say Moha Mudgar. Mudgar means like a hammer, club, kutar, axe, which cuts the illusions, cuts our attachments to this world. And there are many, many slokas describing Punarupi Maranam, Punarupi Jannam, Jatare Shayanam, all these different slokas describing how the jiva is revolving again and again in the cycle of birth and death, becoming attached to their family, friends, wife, children, husband, spending their time earning their energy, cultivating money, collecting possessions, becoming attached to them and dying. And in this way, running after the fleeting sense objects of this material world. Shankaracharya describes all of those things. He describes how this world is a place of repeated birth and death, full of suffering. Therefore, one time one of his disciples, he was very old. He was like 80 years old. But in his old age, he was still reciting the grammatical sutras of Sanskrit grammar, all these different sutras, practicing his grammar. Then Shankaracharya, he saw this, and he said, "Fire in you. In your old age, you only have a few breaths left in your body and you're still reciting grammatical sutras." Therefore he said, "Bhajo Govinda, Bhajo Govinda, Bhajo Govinda, Mura Mate." You are Mura, Mura. Mura means you are a great fool. Your mind is absorbed in these things? No, you should worship Govinda, worship Govinda, worship Govinda. Therefore you see his Jagannath Ashtakam, his Ganga Stotram, even he's written Yamuna Ashtakam, many different writings. They were full of devotional sentiments there. So these are all these teachings. We recite these structures and we follow these same teachings. We should be detached from this world. We should not become attached to the objects of these senses. These are all fundamentals of Vaishnava Sanatana Dharma. But when it came to, and then one should observe purity, follow austerity, and one should worship. All these, he described in some general way also some limbs, that one, some dharmic limbs one should practice, which are very favorable for attaining perfection. And these Vaishnavas, we also follow all these things. But when it came to describing the prayojan, then Advaitacharya became silent. Shankaracharya became silent. He just said, the ultimate goal is Advaita Siddhi. Means Advaita Siddhi means perfection in oneness. But he never, Bhaktivinoda Thakur described, he never described what is that Advaita Siddhi. He just said that this is the goal. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that actually Shankaracharya here, how we Vaishnavas, we understand that Advaita Siddhi means that we are one in Chit Dharma. Our Dharma is one, that is Sanatana Dharma, that is Prem Dharma, that is how we are one. Achedayam Adhayayam Kledya Shasya Evasha Nitya Sarva Gatastanur Achalong Yang Sanatana Aho Bhagyam Aho Bhagyam Nanda Gopa Vajaukasam Yan Mitram Paramananda Purna Brahma Sanatana. The Jiva is Sanatana Vastu and Bhagavan is Sanatana Vastu. And the Dharma that exists between these two Sanatana Vastus is also Sanatana, that is Prem. In this way, the Jiva and Bhagavan, they are one. This is Advaita Siddhi. To enter into the Leela of Bhagavan, be engaged in this Prem Dharma, this Prem Seva. But at the same time, Shankaracharya knew those who are Asuric by nature, mentality, those who are followers of Ravan and all these impersonalists and all these people who have these demoniac tendencies, when they hear Advaita Siddhi, when they study my teachings, then what they will do? They'll think that, oh, become Advaita Siddhi one, that means I should become Bhagavan. So in this way, the Asuric people and people who are great bogies by nature, then they form their own groups, they form their own sampradayas, their own parties. And they themselves, they are cultivating this Jiv Brahma Aikyagyan, trying to become one with Bhagavan. This is the greatest bog. What? To become Bhagavan himself, to enjoy, become the Lord of everything? This is nothing, there's no greater enjoyer than this. This is the greatest enjoyment. So they're all great bogies and they all went to one side. And in this way, the Vaishnav Sampradayas, the Vaishnavs, they became free from this Asat Sangha. Otherwise, if Shankaracharya had not come, then all these asuras and all these people with these great bogies, they would enter into the Vaishnav Sampradayas and they'll take to the process of devotion just so they can fulfill their material desires, and they'll disturb all the Vaishnavas. This we can see even today, this happens. That is said that Brahmanas, they'll take, Asuras, Rakshasas will take birth in the family of Brahmanas. Still you see some, they will come and enter into the Sampradaya of the Vaishnavas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says these are Dharmadvajis. For the most part, they've all formed their own sampradaya, they are separate. So on one hand, he established this Asak Shastra, this Mayavad philosophy, but also he has laid the foundation for Vaishnav Dharma, Sanatan Dharma. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, Sankara, Sankara Shakshad, he offered his pranam when he would hear the name of Shankaracharya. Because he is actually Shiva himself, Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu, he is a great Vaishnav. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has furthermore described that Shankaracharya himself, he came to Navadvip Dham. And when he came to Navadvip Dham, he was preaching his philosophy there. And when he arrived there, the first night, then Mahaprabhu came to a dream to Shankaracharya. So don't come here. This is my dham, my abode. All my associates, we are going to manifest here and perform such pastimes that we're going to inundate the world with prem. I don't want you contaminating the Navadvip Vasis, this area. You go anywhere else and preach your dharma, but don't come here. And if you don't listen, then I'll punish you. So then Shankaracharya, when he received darshan of Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, then he ran away from Navadvip Dham. He didn't dare to enter there. Therefore, you can see, it is in that place where this Prem Dharma, this Shuddha Bhakti was manifested in its purest and topmost form. Because that place was never contaminated by Shankaracharya's teachings. But everywhere else in India, especially South India, go everywhere Tripundara Tilak. They put it on their cars, they put it on the top of their doors, they put it on their foreheads. It is the norm there. Everyone, this is Tilak means Tripundara Tilak. They all wear Shankaracharya's Tilak. They don't think about it even. And they don't even realize who is Shankaracharya, what is teachings. They just have sentimental faith. Like in Bengal, they all have sentimental faith for Vivekananda. In South, they have strong faith for Shankaracharya. Very strong there. But at the same time there, one side you have Ramanujacharya, one side Madhvacharya. And Madhvacharya especially, he completely cut all the arguments of Shankaracharya. He wrote a book, Mayavadi Sata Dushani. 108 arguments, cutting all Mayavadi arguments. And his disciples like Jaitirtha and others, they also wrote more books regarding this. I think Mani Manjari and others, I'm not sure the names, but they cut all these arguments. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, when he accepted his sampradaya, accepted the Madhva sampradaya for this reason. One, because Madhvacharya worshipped Nritya Gopal, Braj Gopal, and second is because he completely uprooted and eradicated all Mayavadi's philosophy. He said, no dvaita. Madhvacharya always keep two fingers up. Shankaracharya would keep one, but Madhvacharya would keep two. And he would never consider, he never gave any prominence to oneness. But Mahaprabhu, he reconciled, he took all the essence of all these sampradayas, and then he established his achintya bera bera tattva. So we are praying to the lotus feet of Guru Padapadam and the Vaishnavas that their Harikatha may resonate in our hearts eternally, and that we may be able to receive some realization, some detachment may come in our heart. Because Mahapur Bhaktiganer Vairagya Pradhan Ihadake Prita Hoy Gaur Bhagavan. If there's detachment is not coming in one's life, that means there must be some loophole in one's bhakti. Because Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojita Jana Ati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayad Hoidukam. If one is really doing bhakti, bhakti paresh anubhava virakti. This vairagya, this virakti must come. And if that virakti, vairagya is not coming, that means there's some loophole in one's bhakti. Therefore, we're praying to Guru Pada Padma that these teachings may resonate in our heart, these fundamentals, that we may able to then remain steady in our devotional practices, and then some genuine detachment and realization may enter into our hearts. Vancha kalpatri vyasta ki pasindu vyasta pittanam bhavani mi vaishnavi bhavani.
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्यगणाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः वदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे नमः जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जावेते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद सियाद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौरहरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशंकर नृसिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्व विश्वत गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय जय जगन्नाथ देवी चंद्र यात्रा महामहोत्सव की जय जय समवेत गौरभक्त बिंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदे Today is Prabhupada Parshad, own near and dearest. Bhakti Gavastha Nami Maharaj disappears there. Telling Maharaj, his childhood too, his family is landlord family, he is born, his father name Ramakrishna Sarkar, and his first son Advaita Sarkar, and Advaita Sarkar's son is Girindranath Sarkar. He is childhood to qualified, but he is not attached within his family. He is opening one center. His father has a lot of property, land, and market, house, this and that. So there are six brothers, his elder brother. He is opening Prapannashram. And there, Giridhari Seva, and he is not doing any business, any work. Family with no relation, house to nearby, he is opening this ashram. This is called Prapannashram. Any poor people, orphan people, anybody coming this ashram, then he is giving them foodstuff, harikatha he is giving. His childhood to his desire. Everybody asking him, how you maintaining? He said, my ashram name Prapannashram, Saranagati. I am already surrendered God Buddha's feet. God is very kind. He is giving all our shelter, all our maintainer, all our take carer. I have no tension. So his father is landlord, thinking father is definitely giving him a lot of wealth, property, this and that. But father near, he never asking, never telling. He is worshipping Giridhari, and he is, everybody is giving prasadam, room, treatment, everything he is arranging. All are surprised. Prabhupada opening center in Calcutta. So Maharaj, this ashram is Hooghly, nearby Calcutta. So this Prabhupada, there is sending these brahmacharis. Brahmacharis are gone preaching. Then they are very happy this ashram with this, Prapannashram. And there is Prabhupada, bhaktas are, devotees are preaching after his, they are installing Mahaprabhu Salabhuji Murti. And there he is worshipping. But he not meeting within Prabhupada first time. After bhaktas are inviting him, he came meeting with Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada giving Diksha, Harinam and Sanyas. Telling, now you are qualified, you take responsibility for only for not few these jivas. Over world, everywhere you take responsibility and helping everybody. Then Prabhupada telling him, giving him order, preaching for. He going preaching for, he is standing in street, like his Calcutta, very busy town. In street is starting Nokirtan, Harikatha, preaching. One, two people is talking, then 10, 20 after is all jump, gathering, road jump. No, this side, not possible anybody crossing. All people is standing and hearing his Harikatha. He is very famous. Prabhupada has anything desire needed, like temple maintenance or book printing for need some money, then a Prabhupada telling Nami Maharaj, today I need 500 rupees. Okay. So now 500, that time and now 5 crores more than I'm thinking will be equal. Not possible. So that time 500 rupees very valued. So Prabhupada telling me, I need 500 rupees. Then what he say? Okay, Gurudev Prabhupada, now I am going. He is taking one assistant, sevak, sometimes Bhakti Kumud Santo Maharaj is brahmachari, Radharaman brahmachari, sometimes other brahmachari taking, he is going. He is gone, and big Kolkata and Malawari, Rajasthan businessman, big businessman. He is going, get as this. Gatekeeper, no allow. Okay, you not allowed. Next day, renting one motor car, very nice one, and then car with his come, and then gate opening, giving entrance, and he's gone on top, 6th floor, 10th floor, you will get a big building, he's gone in up, and all ladies are disturbed, they calling, and this owner is came, and too much abusing. How you come? Without any permission, gatekeeper how giving entrance, this and that, too much abusing. Maharaj hearing, very peaceful, after Maharaj starting Harikatha. Now he is speaking Harikatha, all this fire is cool and all wash, and families, ladies, gents, servants, and all other, everybody standing, hearing. They don't know when is morning, when is evening. They forget all. Harikathamrita. This rasa, harirasa, madira, madadi, matta. This harirasa not too ordinary. Mahabhagavata, how is power? Drinking, forget all. And morning too, until evening. They don't know the cooking, hungry, yet standing, sitting. No. After their forgiveness for requesting, he's inviting, you come, our Bhagbhajar Godiamat. Say yes, definitely coming. Okay, you come, I give you some dakshina, please you taking, more seva, service for. That time he is giving 500 rupees. Then he is bringing and giving Prabhupada. And Prabhupada near not to glorify, ki I am doing like this. But Radharaman Sevak Santa Maharaj, he is hearing Harikatha, also they are fast attacking, more than like his machine gun with his shooting for ready. One side dog, another side all servants. How is attacking this scenery, or how is cooling, how is peaceful duty? Then Prabhupada near is Radhanavan Prabhu, everything telling. After this Malwari, their full family came, and after Prabhupada to taking Diksha, Harinam, everything. So childhood to his Prapanna Ashram, he never disturbed with anybody. And he is near anybody come, he is Saranagata, he is making Saranagata everybody's. Humble, washing everybody. I am cruel, hard, rock, I have fire, then I am disturbing everybody's. I am disturbing. I am already Saranagata, then anybody coming, they already will be Saranagata. After Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur disappears, then he is gone, he is back his ashram, and this ashram is bigger, spreading. There are ladies, gents for no tension. He are no old, he are young for no tension. Anybody come, he is giving, and also he is preaching for giving permission, all are preaching. No need any persons near is requesting excuse for some help for, no. Only you preaching. God, this nectar you distributing. This world is, distributor is very rare. they are distributing other poison, but not distributing God nectar, God glories. So you distributing. They are distributing and no collecting anything, but people is coming, looking this and meeting with this Nami Maharaj. They are unlimited things is giving. After Maharaj, this departure time came, then Chaitanya Mahat Acharya, other, all are came. Oh Maharaj, please give permission. All are take you Chaitanya Mahat and after giving Samadhi there. He said, these bodies with I have no relation. I am all time Prabhupada near, Prabhupada choice anything. After his departure, Chaitanya Mahat, all are Gaudiya Mahat, everybody, very nicely, like Pushpak Viman, thousand thousand all sannyasis, brahmachari, carrying him Calcutta to Prapannasam to Mayapur and giving him Samadhi. There is arranging big Birah Sabha and nice festival, everything. So telling this Maharaj how he is preaching, telling Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur, his Mahaprabhu's preaching for giving permission. Then he is slow and slow, nice songs is all learning. Very nice songs. All Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs, Narottam Thakur songs. This all songs is every day he is learning. He say, I am, how will be Narottam Thakur near? How will be Bhaktivinoda Thakur near? How will be I am Lusandas Thakur near? All Guru Vargas near? They are all nectar is I have present, then I will be there near. Prabhupada then everywhere preaching for sending. And he's coming, all are coming, they are giving pranami Prabhupada, some collection. But he is coming, behind, really coming. People coming, meeting with his Varani Prabhupada. Prabhupada looking Prabhupada very happy. See, everybody giving money, but not giving any soul and no heart. Nami Maharaj bringing many, many soul. Prabhupada teaching them and making qualified and strong and giving Harinam Diksha and some Brahmachari Sannyasi. Therefore, Prabhupada very happy with him. So this ashram name is giving this Prapanna Ashram. And his after his Radha Govinda duties in installing. Before is only Giridhari, Sarabhuj Mahaprabhu, after Radha Govinda, and his festival, this, everywhere. How is festival starting? He is distributing everybody's, without any condition, free prasadam. People coming, and he is giving all our opportunity. This is your service, your duty, all are understanding, this is my service. But he is engaging everybody Krishna Seva with this, Prabhupada Guru Seva with this. Otherwise, anybody no understand, this is my Seva, service, my relation, then there will be distance. But he is not like make distance to anybody. So today is Disappearance Day. All are hearing Shankaracharya's many glories. But Shankaracharya, his all jivas, asasanga removing. This Krishna Bhakta, anybody abhakta, then their asasanga. Giving them what mood? Like Shukracharya or demons are giving order. You are Brahma. everybody is Brahma, Sarvam Khaloidam Brahma. Then they are thinking, I am Lord and God. Hiranyakashipu says, I am God, worshipping me. Om Namo Hiranyakashipu Namo, worshipping, doing yajna for me, and thinking about me, worshipping me. So this is not his Shankaracharya starting. This is starting first Krishna's time to this Aham Brahmasmi. Veda mantra, notice any Shankaracharya new things is giving. Veda to collecting and giving, Veda's things. So this is only Asatsanga Tyagi Vaishnavachar. Who is Asatsanga? Who is thinking I am God? Jiva, everybody thinking I am doer, I am independent. Everybody has this independency, all God mood. I am founder, I am wonder, I am understanding, I am everything, all in all right is authority, I am father, I am grandfather, I am brother, I am husband, I am mother, I am sister, all are as I am. So this is Aham Brahmasmi. English telling I am, and Sanskrit telling Aham Brahmasmi. Same thing, English everybody telling I am. So this Aham Brahmasmi, no difference, everybody is Brahma. So this Brahma Bad, Maya Bad, the Asasanga. The Asasanga, how removing? All easily going this Maya Bad side. Very easy. You are Brahma, no need of upasana, no need austerity, no need any sadhana. Very easy. I am Brahma thinking, I am Brahma bas. Then no problem, no sin, no offense, no karma. Thinking Brahma, Brahma, you will be Brahma. Very easy. Are you thinking Maya, Maya, then Maya? So then, what is this Maya? What is this Maya? Naiti, 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 Naiti. Is this right? No. This right? No. This is right? No. What is this? This is Maya. What is this Maya? What is you? You think I am Brahma? You Brahma, it is mixing. Very easy. No need sadhana. As a choice, you eating, as a choice, you doing, anything is stealing, anything is doing sins and offense, no problem. Why? You are Brahma? Like Shukracharya telling, what is problem? You will be injured and die. I am making, giving you a new body and a new all position. What problem? So Shukracharya telling, yes, you are Brahma, then what is problem? This is Asasanga. Bhakta is Sivak. Hanuman telling, Sevya Saivaka Bhava Vinu Na Bhavatari Ayu Varagara Bhaji Rama Pada Pankaja Sab Kaja Vishar. I am Sivak, my Prabhu, my worshipable. I am worshipper. I never forget in my life, never. The Sevak, Bhakta, Diyamanang Nagrinanti Vinamat Sivanang Jana. Bhakta never need is Mukti. They are need is Seva. So anybody like is thinking I am Brahma, Mayabadi, they are also Sangha. At a time, separate. Other, how can understanding? Who is my telling I am Adityavadi Mayapadi meaning Asasanga, Tyagi Vaishnavachar. At a time remove. No relation, no talk, no discussion, no meeting, no touching, shadow. And touching shadow, and then 3 nights fasting, and going Ganga Jamuna bathing, and chanting, and prasitta, then is possible. You will be clean, other dryness coming. Heart will be rock. Why you are Brahma? And everything will be sat, honesty going. Everything going. Only this only one way, Asasanga. Therefore Shankaracharya is very good things he is doing, done. He is dividing. This side, Vaishnavism Bhakti, and this side is Mayavad, Advaitavad. Toto, you are fresh now. Which side going? Otherwise, jiva life to life going, choosing for. Understanding for. He is complete cut and side giving. This Pakistan, this is Hindustan. He is making this. Very nice, very good, then not problem. Is demon? Demon philosophy. And bhakta? Bhakta philosophy. Then bhakti? Very easy. Then carefully, all are saving his safety.
Bhaktas are chanting Bhajagovindam. Bhaktas are chanting Devi Sureshwari Bhagavati Gange. They are chanting Kalinda Vipinaya. See, many, many stotra. Diva stotra. His four temple. Four temple are only Krishna deity. No other deity. Govardhan Mat, they are Krishna. This Sarada Mat, they are Krishna. Joshi Mat, they are Krishna. Only he worshipping Krishna deities. He is not worshipping any other. But followers are? No. They are not worshipping. They are worshipping Pancha Upasana. Everything is one. So these things to protection for is kindly helping us. All are very lucky. So next is next hearing. Gaur Pramanande. Time is not waiting.